我们来看马太福音的第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter
马太福音的第十章。
Matthew, chapter 10.
第十章的十六节。
Matthew, chapter 10, verse 16. Matthew, chapter 10, verse 16. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be as wary as serpents and as innocent as doves.
这里是主耶稣对门徒讲的。
This is some advice that Jesus spoke to his disciples.
因为如果我们看第十章的第一节
Because if you look at chapter 10, verse 1,
主耶稣叫十二个门徒来，给他们权柄能力然后就吩咐他们去传福音。
And it says that Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits and sent them out to preach the gospel.
然后到十六节就吩咐他们
And so by verse 16, he has commanded them,
我差你们去去做什么？去传福音。
Behold, I'm sending you to preach the gospel.
然后你们如同羊入狼群。
But you are being sent out as sheep in the midst of wolves.
真的信耶稣的人都像羊非常驯良。
And so, those who are true believers in Christ are like sheep. They're very innocent.
所以圣经里面讲在神的国里面是什么样的动物都有，但是和平相处。
The Bible describes that in the kingdom of God, there are all kinds of animals, but they live together in harmony.
也就是说，还没有信主以前我们每一个人的个性，每个人都不一样。
That is to say, before we came to believe in the Lord, each of us have very distinct, different personalities.
有的像狮子，有的像牛。
Perhaps some of us are like lions, or some of us are like oxen.
所以，但信主以后，每个人都会改变。
But when we all come to believe in the Lord, we all undergo some kind of change.
都好像羊一样。
And we adopt the nature of a sheep.
传福音好像羊入狼群。
And so here, Jesus describes that preaching the gospel is as if sheep are being sent out in the midst of wolves.
那我们就知道狼专门就是要吃羊。
We are aware that Wolves are keen on eating sheep.
所以羊如果进入狼群等一下就被吃光了。
And so, if a wolf were to enter a sheep's fold, it will consume all the sheep.
所以我们去传福音这个周围的人有时候好像狼一样。
And so, when we go out to preach the gospel, sometimes we may feel that the people around us are like wolves.
那当时主耶稣传福音这一些人想要。把主耶稣吃掉的不是别人，是文士法利赛人。
At the time when Jesus in Jesus' ministry, those who wanted to consume him were not just the other people, but they were the Pharisees and Sadducees.
那文士就是教导人圣经的律法。
And many of these scribes are those who teach others about the law in the Bible.
那法利赛人就是宗教上在带领的人。
And Pharisees were also religious leaders.
但是他们因为生命没有更新所以所表现出来好像狼一样。
But because their lives were not renewed, their behavior was that like that of wolves.
那羊入狼群要怎么能够活下去才能够传福音呢？
And so how can a sheep in the midst of wolves survive so that they can preach the gospel?
所以下面说你们要灵巧如蛇。
And so that's why the advice here is be as wary as serpents.
所以这个蛇是很灵巧的，很聪明。
Wary or shrewd. Snakes can be very shrewd.
所以有时候你在这个河边看那个蛇在大石头、小石头这样爬来爬去从来没有被阻挡过。
And so if you observe in nature near a river, for instance, you might see snakes undulating in and out of rocks, and they don't seem to be obstructed by any kind of hindrance.
所以你们进入羊群里面要灵巧像蛇。
And so that's why Jesus advised that when you enter as a sheep among wolves, be as wary as a serpent.
那这个是主耶稣对门徒的吩咐。
This was a command that Jesus gave to his disciples.
其实他本身也表现出这个榜样。
But Jesus himself also demonstrated this as an example to them.
他在传福音当中对周围的人所表现就是非常的灵巧。
And so we can see that as Jesus preached and spoke to the multitudes, that he was also quite wary and also thoughtful.
所以他可以传福音传到最后。
And so that's how he was able to persist in preaching the gospel until the end of his ministry.
他如果没有灵巧，大概开始传福音不多久就被吃掉了。
If he was not wary, if he was not thoughtful, then not long into his ministry, he would have been consumed by those around him.
但是这里我们看到两句话前面是灵巧像蛇。
And so we see two phrases here. One, first is to be as wary as serpents.
那第二句话是驯良像鸽子。
But then the second phrase is as innocent as doves.
那这个两句话后面这一句话不能没有。
And so of these two descriptors, the second is a necessity.
如果主耶稣一直讲说你们要像灵巧像蛇。
So for instance, if Jesus just said, be as wary as serpents.
不错，蛇很灵巧。
And indeed, serpents are very shrewd and wary.
但是蛇也是很诡诈。
But snakes can be deceitful.
为什么？如果我们看亚当跟夏娃犯罪。
If we look at the example of when Adam and Eve sinned.
神不是先找亚蛇不是先找亚当。
The serpent did not first seek out Adam.
他找夏娃。
But rather he first sought out Eve.
比较软弱的。
Because she was the weaker.
那这个蛇对夏娃讲话。
And so when the serpent spoke to Eve.
他不是像他讲的话就是模棱两可。这样好像对，那样好像对。
He spoke sort of equivocally so that it seemed like this is right and that is wrong, but it's a little ambiguous.
主耶稣说，神说，你吃的日子必定死。
He said that, didn't God say if you ate this fruit on that day you would die?
不是，神对他们说，你吃的日子必定死。但是，蛇怎么讲呢？你吃不一定会死。
Correction, God told them that on the day you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die. But when the serpent retold that to Eve, he said, well, you may not die.
那你吃的会跟神一样有智慧。
But rather, if you eat of this fruit, you will have wisdom like God.
能够跟神一样又不一定会死。
You will be like God, and you may not die.
所以心里这个头脑想法就改变了。
And so this changes the thoughts in her mind.
所以圣经才说蛇用诡诈引诱夏娃。
And so the Bible describes that the snake deceitfully, deceived Eve.
所以我们在社会上如果一直强调我们要很灵巧，但是没有强调要驯良。
So in society, we might hear messages that emphasize being very shrewd and clever, but we might not hear messages about being innocent.
我们的灵巧里面大概就含有诡诈。
It's very easy for our shrewdness to harbor deceitfulness.
所以你看那个政治家在讲话很灵巧啊。
And so when you listen to the speeches by politicians, they are very, very clever.
但是他这个里面呢是有诡诈，有时候不是真的。
But you'll find that there is deceit at its core.
圣经才讲说你要驯良像鸽子。
And that's why the Bible also says that you must be as innocent as doves.
主耶稣受洗从水里面上来。
When Jesus was baptized and came up from the water,
圣经说圣灵好像鸽子降在他身上。
The Bible describes that the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove.
圣经没有讲圣灵好像乌鸦降在他身上。
The Bible doesn't say the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus like a crow.
因为鸽子是很驯良的。
Because doves are very innocent.
所以一个人在世界上很灵巧，但是他的心是很善良、很驯良的。
So in this world, you're looking for someone who can be as shrewd as a serpent, but in their hearts, they're innocent and pure like a dove.
那世界上人是很灵巧，不错啊。所以但是他的心是诡诈的。
So in this world, you may find people who are shrewd, who are careful. But in their hearts, they may be full of deceit.
所以同样要在世界存活。 世界上讲灵巧如蛇、啊、我们除了讲这个之外还要加上寻粮像鸽子。
And so to survive in this world, yes, we do need to be as shrewd and wary as serpents, but we also need to follow the Bible and be as innocent as doves.、
啊、那在教会也是一样、啊、
This is the same in our church family.、
啊、教会如果我们 只强调灵巧，我们在教会侍奉神要灵巧，这个很好。侍奉神要灵巧、啊
okay. And So in the、in our church, when we serve God, we should be wary.、
啊、虽然有一些障碍，我们能够避过这个障碍，把神的工作做好。
We should be thoughtful, even when we encounter these hindrances in doing God's work, we can、maneuver past them.
但是如果我们在侍奉神只有灵巧如蛇、哦、这个内心的动机、啊、不是很纯、哦、做法不是很纯、啊、这个教会会有很多问题。
But if we only act as shrewd or as wary as a serpent without a clear and pure motive, this kind of service cannot be pleasing to God.
哦，但是如果我们在教会侍奉神哦，灵巧如蛇，但是很寻粮，好像鸽子。
If we can be as wary as serpents but as innocent as doves in our service.
啊，我们在圣工做完之后，教会很和睦，大家很同心，哇，那这最好了。
That after we complete our service to the Lord, the church can be in harmony and everyone can be unified. This is a very good thing.、
哦、所以为什么说灵巧如蛇，下面要加上寻粮如鸽子。
And that's why it is important that aside from being as wary as serpents, we must also be as innocent as doves.
好，那主耶稣灵巧如蛇有什么具体的事实呢？
So what are some concrete、examples of being as shrewd or as wary as serpents.
好，那我们现在就进到路加福音的二十章。
So now let's turn to Luke chapter 20.
我们最近刚读完路加的二十章。
We have recently finished reading Luke chapter 20.
这个路加的二十章就是主耶稣面对当时的文士法利赛人。
And so Luke chapter 20 is, records the time when Jesus had to confront the scribes and Pharisees.
那文士法利赛人、啊、给主耶稣很多的难题、啊、
And the scribes and the Pharisees asked Jesus many difficult questions.
但是主耶稣很灵巧、啊、就避过那个难题，继续往前传福音。
But Jesus was very wary and very shrewd and was able to avert these questions skillfully so he can continue to preach the gospel.
好，我们来看路加的二十章。
Let's read Luke chapter 20.
二十章的第一节跟第二节。
Luke chapter 20, verse 1 and verse 2. On one of the days, while he was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes with the elders confronted him, and they declared, saying to him, Tell us by what authority you're doing these things, or who is the one who gave you this authority?
这个地方讲哈、啊。文士法利赛人问耶稣，谁给你权柄做这些事？
The question put before Jesus by the scribes and Pharisees was, What authority? By what are you doing these things?、
哦、那做什么事情？
What things are they talking about?、
哦、如果我们看这个十九章的四十五节。
If you read chapter 19, verse 45. And Jesus entered the temple grounds and began to drive out those who were selling.Verse 46, saying to them, It is written, In my house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers.
这里啊，我们看主耶稣有没有做错事情。
So we can see what Jesus had done here.
他进到圣殿，那里有人在做买卖。
When he entered the temple, he saw people conducting commerce there.
那个买卖做什么？
What were they buying and selling?
就是买卖鸽子、牛羊。
They were selling and buying doves and various livestock.
那个时候他们献祭就是用鸽子跟牛羊。
Because at the time when they made sacrifices, they would sacrifice doves and livestock.
所以在圣殿里面卖鸽子牛羊方便他们可以献祭啊。
And so, you know, if they sold these doves and livestock in the temple, it was very convenient to the worshippers.
但是错在哪里？
But where did they go wrong?、
如果我们看四十六节。
Let's read verse 46.
我的殿要称为祷告的殿。
It is written, my house will be a house of prayer.、
你倒使它成为劫窝。
But you have made it a den of robbers.、
因为在那一边做买卖，有做买卖就有利害关系，有利害关系就有问题。 有利害的关系，有买卖哦， okay. 这个 mutual benefit、
yeah.
这个冲突啊。
Okay, so when there is a selling and buying, there could be a conflict of interest or even these types of power struggles.
啊、哦，那圣殿本身应该是敬拜神、祷告的地方。
But the temple itself ought to be a place where you worship and pray.
啊，但是一旦在那边做买卖，跟在那边祷告神，那个气氛就不一样了。
But if you're conducting, you know, buying and selling in a place that's supposed to be for worship and prayer, that completely alters the mood of the place.
啊，所以维持我们教会非常单纯啊，这是一个敬拜神、侍奉神的地方，这个很重要。
So it is important for us to protect the purity of the church, which is a place for prayer and worship.
啊，但是当主耶稣洁净了圣殿，应该大家会很高兴才对。
And so you would think that because he cleansed the temple of this, that everyone would be happy.
啊，因为下一次到圣殿去啊，就发现气氛很好啊，我们真的可以在那边祷告。
Because the next time you go to the temple, you will find that the ambiance has completely changed and it's more conducive to worship and prayer.
啊，但是如果我们看47节啊。
But if you read verse 47.
啊，耶稣在圣殿教训人，文士、法利赛人啊，都想要杀他。
As Jesus was preaching daily in the temple, the chief priests and the scribes, and the leading men, were trying to put him to death.
啊，那为什么想要杀他？
Why would they want to put him to death?
因为主耶稣所做的事情虽然是对的、啊、但是跟他们在圣殿里面做的不对、哦、不一样。
They wanted to put him to death because although what he was doing is correct, it is not what they're used to doing in the temple.、
哦、那现在怎么办？
And so now what do you do?、
哦、所以这些文士法人就问耶稣、啊、那你是用什么权柄来做这个事？
And so that's why the chief priests and the scribes asked Jesus, by what authority are you doing these things?
我们仔细看哦，主耶稣没有回答这个问题。
If we look carefully at this conversation, we see that Jesus did not directly answer this question.
因为这个就是灵巧，你怎么回答，你也没有办法满足他们。他目的是要抓你的把柄。
And this demonstrates how shrewd Jesus was, because he knew there was no answer that would be appropriate. They were just trying to find some way to accuse him.
那但既然他已经问了，你一定要回答。
But since the question was posed, he had to have some kind of reply.
啊，那这就是灵巧的地方。
And this is where Jesus demonstrates how shrewd and careful he was.
啊，所以我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
啊，讲。
And Jesus said to them, "Neither am I telling you by what authority I do these things."
耶稣说，我不告诉你我仗着什么权柄做这个事。所以到最后他没有回答。
And so in the end of this conversation, Jesus said, I'm not answering your question.
所以在教会里面，如果慕道朋友有问题，信徒有问题，我们都可以尽量的回答。
And so in church, if we have truth seeker friends or even brothers and sisters asking questions, we can try to answer them.
也让他的信仰能够越来越清楚。
With the motive to help clarify and grow their faith.
但是对一些他的动机、他的存心、他的目的，并不是真的要学习，那就是需要灵巧。
But for some who are asking questions not out of a desire to learn, then your replies need to demonstrate some thoughtfulness.
那到底主耶稣问他们什么问题？
What was the question that Jesus asked them?
我们回来看20章的第三节。
Let's see chapter 20, verse 3. But he replied to them, I will also ask you a question, and you tell me, verse 4.
第四节。
What was the baptism of John from heaven or from men?
第五节。
Verse 5. They discussed among themselves, saying, If we say from heaven, he will say, Why did you not believe him?
第六节。
Verse 6. But if we say from men, all the people will stone us to death, since they are convinced that John was a prophet.
第七节。
And verse 7. So they answered that they did not know where it came from.
所以主耶稣很灵巧，他问一个问题，你看你现在看你怎么回答我的问题。
And so Jesus was very clever, and he asked them a question, and said, well, you tell me the answer to my question first.
因为主耶稣了解他们不相信施洗约翰。
because Jesus understood that these people did not believe in John the Baptist.
因为施洗约翰出来传福音，跟主耶稣传的一样，天国近了，你们要悔改。
John the Baptist came preaching a gospel the same as Jesus. The heavenly kingdom is near. Repent and be baptized.
那为什么两个传的完全一样？
And so why is it that John the Baptist and Jesus preached the same gospel?
因为施洗约翰是出来预备道路。
Because John the Baptist came to prepare the way for the Lord.
啊，这个道路预备好了，那主耶稣出来传福音就可以速度很快。
And so once this road, this way has been paved, then when Jesus' ministry began, he could pick it up at a faster pace.
施洗约翰叫人悔改。
And so John the Baptist told people to repent.
啊，这个就是预备人的心啊。
This is in preparation, preparing people's hearts for Jesus.
啊，那文士法利赛人不相信。
But the scribes and the chief priests, they did not believe John the Baptist.
因为施洗约翰所传的福音都是在讲主耶稣，有一个比我更大。
Because the central message of John the Baptist's preaching was that there is someone who's coming after me who's even greater.
我跟他解鞋带都不配。
I am unworthy to even untie his sandals.
他在介绍主耶稣。
And so John the Baptist was introducing the Lord Jesus.
所以如果文士法利赛人接受施洗约翰的话，他就信耶稣了。
So if the scribes and Pharisees were to accept John the Baptist, they would also accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣说，施洗约翰的洗礼从天上来了吗？还是地上来？
And that is why Jesus asked them, the baptism of John the Baptist, was it from heaven or from men?
那如果是从天上来，你为什么不信？如果从地上来，他要被人用石头打。
And so they rationalized among themselves, like, well, if we said it's from heaven, you would ask why we don't believe, and then if we say it's from men, you know, they would be stoned to death.
因为大家都相信施洗约翰从神来的。
Because the multitude believed that John the Baptist came from God.
那既然你不回答，主耶稣说，那我也不回答你的问题。
And since they did not offer a reply to Jesus' question, Jesus said, well, neither am I telling you by what authority I'm doing these things.
所以我们在带领慕道朋友，如果他动机不是很纯的话，也不一定说每个问题都跟他回答，因为他有时候是问很多问题要抓你的把柄。
And so sometimes when we have conversations with non-believers, we might find that some of their line of questioning may not have a pure motive, in which case we don't have to answer each and every aspect of that question.
那这是一种灵巧。
And so this requires some discernment and some thoughtfulness.
那我们现在再回来看第二个例子。
Let's look at another example.
这相同的路加福音的二十章。
It's also in Luke chapter 20.
二十章的二十二节。
Luke chapter 20, verse 22.
请。
Is it permissible for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?
那现在文士跟祭司就问，纳税给该撒可以不可以？
The scribes and the chief priests asked this question of Jesus.
那我们就先看他后面问这个问题是真的要学习还是要抓把柄。
Let's look at this question. Are they asking this question because they truly wanted to learn, or are they asking because they want to find a reason to accuse Jesus?
我们看二十节。
Let's read verse 20. And so they watched him closely and sent spies who pretended to be righteous in order that they might catch him in some statement so that they could hand him over to the jurisdiction and authority of the government.
所以原来是要在主耶稣的话语上抓到把柄，所以他可以上告到当时的巡抚。
And so we can see that the motives of these people asking these questions is to catch him in some kind of statement that will allow them to hand Jesus over to the authority of the governor.
动机又不好。
So they had a bad motive.
所以二十一节。
So verse 21. And the spies questioned him, saying, Teacher, we know that you speak and teach correctly, and you are not partial to anyone, but you teach the way of God on the basis of truth.
二十一节讲的是完全是真理。
And so the statements in verse 21 are true.
你所讲的传的都是正道，对，主耶稣是传正道。
Everything you speak and teach is correct.
那 你也不以貌啊取人的外貌，这也是对的。
I mean, you are not partial to anyone. This is also true.
那你诚诚实实传承的道，这也是对的。
And you teach the way of God on the basis of truth. Also true.
那为什么二十一节讲完才讲二十二节？
And so why is it that they preface their question in verse 22 with all the affirmative statements in 21?
二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
耶稣看他们的诡诈，这个确实是他们的诡诈。
Verse 23, but Jesus saw through their trickery.
因为他一直赞美主耶稣，对一般人来讲，别人一直赞美你，你就对那些人就越来越有好感，就越来越信任他们。
And so he could see that they were saying nice things to flatter him. And for most people, when we are flattered, we tend to have positive sentiments to those who are complimenting us.
那你如果信任他们，他问的问题你就会回答。
And so if youhave good feelings about them and trust them, you're willing to answer the questions that they ask.
但是主耶稣他知道这个问题很难回答。
Jesus knew and recognized that this was a difficult question to answer.
因为那个时候在罗马的殖民地之下。
Because they were under Roman rule.
所以他如果说不需要纳税给该撒，那他就告到政府啊，那个人耶稣说不需要纳税。
If he had said, well, you don't have to pay taxes, they would surely accuse him and turn him over to the Roman authorities.
那如果他说需要纳税，
But if he said, yes, you ought to pay taxes.
那大家都很不喜欢罗马政府的管辖。
And most of the Jews were not happy about being ruled by the Romans.
所以他又可以告诉大家，你看那个人传道理他是喜欢这一个政府。
And so then those can say of Jesus, well, you see this person preaching the gospel, he is, you know, showing favoritism toward the Roman government and supports them.
那这样就会阻挡他传福音了。
And this could also be a hindrance to his ministry.
那这个怎么回答呢？
So how can you answer this question?
我们看二十四节。
Let's read verse 24. Show me a denarius. Whose image and inscription does it have?
二十五节。
They said, Caesar's. And he said to them, then pay to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.
那个时候已经有这个钱，跟我们现在一样，那钱上面有一个人头，有一个像在上面。
And we can understand from this that at the time, the coins, like our coins, our currency today, often have a picture of a person.
就问说那个像是谁的。
And so that's why Jesus said, well, whose image is on this denarius, this coin?
该撒的。
And they said, well, Caesar's image.
然后主耶稣就说，该撒的物当归给该撒。
Then pay to Caesar the things that are Caesar's.
这是什么？纳税。
And this is to, you know, pay taxes.
那神的物该归给神，这是什么？
And when he says, and to God the things that are God's, what's this?
奉献十一捐。
The offering of tithe.
那钱明明是我赚的啊。
The money, I'm the one who earned the money.
为什么我要献十一捐？
Why do I need to offer tithe?
我们想想看，我为什么可以赚钱？
First, let's think about, well, how is it that I have the ability to earn income?
第一个，我活着。
First, I am alive.
第二个，我很健康。
Second, I am healthy enough.
第三个，我有才能。
Third, I have the ability.
第四个，我有机会。
Four, I have the opportunity.
你这个四个缺乏任一个，你就赚不到钱。
Of these four factors, if any one of those is missing, then you're unable to bring in an income.
如果你死了，你当然赚不到钱了。
If you are dead, obviously you will not earn any money.
你活着，但是没有健康，你也不能上班了。
If you're alive, but you're ill, it's very difficult to earn money.
那身体很好，但是没有那个能力，机会来，你也没有办法赚钱了。
Even if you're healthy, but you don't have the skill set, or if you don't have the opportunity, then you also are unable to earn money.
那有的时候很好的教育，找不到工作，没有机会，你也赚不到钱了。
Some people are very well educated, but without an opportunity, they're unable to earn an income.
那这四个都是神给的。
And so these four important factors are all factors that God provides for us.
我们唯一可以夸口就是我很认真，就这样而已。
Perhaps the one thing we can say, take credit for is like, well, I work hard.
所以我们 每赚十块钱、哦、第九块、啊、一到九块是我们自己的，第十块是神的，这个要归给神。
And so for every $10 we earn, dollars 1 to 9 belong to us, but the last dollar ought to be to God.
啊，这是神的物。
This belongs to God.
好，那我们住在这个国家。
So we live in this country.
啊，享受这个国家很多的福利。
And we enjoy the many benefits of this country.
哎呀，那有的不是，有时候不是我们，是我们的父母。
Sometimes it's not by our efforts, but the efforts of our parents.
啊，他也没有在这边纳税过，但是来到这边享受很多福利。
And so perhaps we ourselves have not yet paid taxes, but you know we still enjoy some of the benefits of this country.
哦，所以纳税哦，这个是应该的。
So paying taxes is proper.
奉献十一捐也是应该的。
And paying tithe is also proper.
哦，所以啊，主耶稣这样回答以后，这个答案很清楚，大家没话可讲。
And so when Jesus answered in this way, it was very clear to everybody what he intended, and there was nothing they could say.
哦，所以他们就没有办法打到抓到把柄。
And so they were unable to find him a statement that he makes in order to accuse him.
这个叫做灵巧如蛇。
And so this is what it means to be a shrewd or wary as a snake.
好，我们现在再看第三个例子。
Let's look at the third example.
啊，我们回到路加的二十章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 20.
啊，路加的二十章。
Luke chapter 20.
三十三节。
Verse 33. Therefore, in the resurrection, which one's wife does the woman become? For all seven married her.
啊，这个地方讲哦，复活的时候，她是哪一个人的妻子呢？
So this is the question that was asked of Jesus.
啊，为什么会问这个问题？
Why would anyone ask this question?
啊，如果我们从二十八节哈。
If we read from verse 28,
这个照摩西的律法，如果一个人死了，他没有孩子，所以他的兄弟要娶过他的太太来，然后让他有孩子，这样接代，传宗接代下去。
And so this question emerges from a law of Moses, where if a man's, he's married but doesn't have children, but the man dies, in order to preserve the bloodline, the man's brother can marry the wife, etc. and so forth.
好，那到最后，这个人跟七个人都结过婚。
And in this particular hypothetical scenario, this wife has married seven brothers.
啊，那如果有复活，那复活以后，到底她是谁的太太？
And so, if there were a resurrection, whose wife is she?
哦，啊，这个哦，其实也是很难回答。
This is also a tricky question to answer.
但是主耶稣对灵界的事情他了解很清楚。
But Jesus had a very clear understanding of spiritual matters.
所以他一回答哈，大家都没话讲。
And so, of course, when he answered, no one could rebut him.
我们现在这个世界的关系跟将来复活在天国的关系到底有什么不同？
And so what is the difference between the relationships we have here on earth and the relationships we have when we resurrect and are in heaven?
好，我们看三十四节。
Let's read verse 34. Jesus said to them, the sons of this age marry and the women are given in marriage.
三十五节。
35, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage.
好，三十六节。
36, for they cannot even die anymore, for they are like angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection.
好，所以三十四节开始啊，讲这个世界有嫁有娶。
And so Jesus explains that in this age, in this world, we have the idea of marriage.
You know, 每一个人在这个世界好像在演戏吧，世界就是一个戏台。
You know, our lives here on earth is like a play and we are on its stage.
那每一个人角色都不一样。
And everyone has a different role.
那死了就下台了。
And then when you die, then you are off stage.
所以夫妻只是在这个世界演戏的时候带有肉体，他是夫妻。
And so marriage of a husband and a wife, that is a role that is played while you're on stage.
但是 我们死了，离开这个物质世界，就进到灵界里面。
But when we die, we depart from this physical world and we enter the spiritual world.
啊，灵界里面没有这个肉体，所以他也不嫁也不娶。
And so in the spiritual world, no one has a physical body and no one marries or is given a marriage.
啊，很可能记得我们以前活在地上的时候是夫妻，但是现在到天国就不是了，因为他没有肉体。
Perhaps there's some memory that when you were on earth, you were married to this person, but once in the spiritual realm, you are not bonded in marriage.
好，那他这样一回答以后，这就大家没话讲了。
And when Jesus answered in this way, no one had anything to say to it.
真的有复活。
There is a resurrection.
那是在灵界里面的。
And in the resurrection, we are in the spiritual world.
所以我们来看三十八节。
And so let's read verse 38. Now he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him.
这个地方讲啊，人不是死人的神，乃是活人的神，在他那里都是活着。这个在讲前面讲啊，神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
In this passage, Jesus explains that God is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
所以他们肉体是死的，但是在灵界里面还活着。
So they are in their bodies dead, but in their spirit they are alive.
神是活人的神。
God is the God of the living.
所以主耶稣的回答非常有智慧。
And so Jesus answered their questions with great wisdom.
好，那我们再来看约翰福音的一个例子。
Let's look at another example in John.
约翰福音的第八章。
In John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第四节。
John chapter 8 verse 4. They said to him, Teacher, this woman has been caught in the very act of committing adultery.
好，第五节。
Verse 5.Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then do you say?
我们看他问主耶稣一个非常难回答的问题。
And so these people asked Jesus a difficult question.
摩西律法说，这样犯奸淫的妇人要用石头打死。
According to the law of Moses, a woman caught in the act of adultery shall be stoned.
那你说要怎么办？
Well, what do you say?
如果主耶稣说对啊，要用石头打死。
If Jesus said yes, you should stone this woman.
因为在罗马帝国的管辖之下哦，他们没有权柄定人死罪啊，只有政府才有。
Because under Roman rule, the Jews had no authority to issue capital punishment. Only the Romans did.
所以他不能说要把他打死的。
And so.Jesus could not say, yes, you have the authority to stone this woman to death.
但是这个是摩西的律法，如果他说不需要用石头打死，以后主耶稣讲道没有人要听啊。
But this is a commandment from Moses. So if Jesus said, no, you don't need to stone this person to death, then no one would want to listen to Jesus' ministry in the future.
因为你没有照摩西律法来做。
Because his teachings would not be perceived as adhering to Moses' teachings.
好，那我们看主耶稣怎么回答。
And so, how did Jesus reply to them?
在第六节
Let's read.
他们说这个话是要试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。
And so it explains in verse 6, now they were saying this to test him, so that they might have grounds for accusing him.
那第七节。
Verse 7.
最后下面你们中间谁没有罪，就可以先拿石头打他。
Jesus replied to them,He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw the stone at her.
所以我们看主耶稣非常有智慧。
So we can see how wise Jesus was.
不错，照摩西律法他要用石头打死。
It is true that according to the law of Moses, she ought to be stoned.
但是谁没有罪，你用石头打他。
But whoever is without sin can be the first to throw the stone.
你看谁先走？
If you see who first left that scene,
我看第九节
three verse nine,
从老的到少一个一个溜走了。
It said that they began leaving one by one, beginning with the older ones.
大家摸一摸，我犯很多罪啊。
If we looked into ourselves, we would realize that we ourselves have committed wrongdoing.
我不配丢石头。
I am not worthy to be the one to throw a stone.
就是最后流光了。
And so one by one they left.
所以摩西的律法他没有违背。
And so Jesus did not say anything in opposition to the law of Moses.
大家都跑掉了，那主耶稣就问他， 没有人定你的罪吗？
And so when everyone had left, Jesus asked the woman, did no one condemn you?
11节啊,
Verse 11.
他说没有。
She said, no one.
主耶稣说，我也没有定你的罪。
Then Jesus said, I do not condemn you either.
这就是神的怜悯。
And so this we can see the mercy of God.
所以给他第二次的机会。
That he gave her a second chance.
但是从今你不要再犯罪。
Go, from now on, do not sin any longer.
所以他的回答满足神的公义，也满足神的怜悯。
And so Jesus' reply satisfied or demonstrated God's mercy, but also demonstrated God's justice.
所以我们今天在这个世界上，
And so today, as we move through this world,
有时候我们自己过去也是一样，非常公义。
Perhaps we were in the past also had a strong sense of right and wrong.
公义到人，别人会想，那神的慈爱在哪里？
And sometimes we may be focused on the righteousness so much that we might wonder, well, where is God's love?
那有的人是非常灵敏。
But there might be some people who are very forgiving and merciful.
所以好像什么做事情都可以做，神都会赦免，那神的公义在哪里？
They might feel that, well, you know, we can do anything and God will forgive us. In which case, where is God's righteousness?
所以主耶稣的回答，有神的公义，又加上怜悯。
And so we can see that Jesus' reply demonstrates both God's mercy and God's justice.
这就是他的怜悯，他的灵巧。
And so this is how Jesus was very wary and very shrewd.
所以主耶稣要我们灵巧如蛇，加上驯良像鸽子。
So Jesus has commanded us to be as shrewd and wary as snakes and as innocent as doves.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
340首。
Let's sing hymn 340.